Most polling stations opened at 7 in the morning to allow Zimbabweans to adopt or reject the draft constitution compiled by the Parliamentary Select Committee, or COPAC. After casting his vote around midday at Mofu Primary School in Harare's Highfield suburb, President Robert Mugabe urged Zimbabweans to vote peacefully. President Mugabe told reporters that foreign observers, particularly those from the European Union and America, don't like him and therefore they will not be allowed to monitor the forthcoming national polls.
The Europeans and the Americans have imposed sanctions on us and we keep them out in the same way they keep us out.
And speaking to journalists after casting his vote at Chaminuka Primary School in St. Mary's Chitungwiza, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said today's referendum is a step towards democratic polls.
The people of Zimbabwe are not outsourcing their destiny to anybody else. This is a new political dispensation, and I hope it sets in a new political culture. I hope that everyone will exercise their right as a preliminary step towards free and fair elections.
Mr. Tsvangirai's remarks were echoed by the Southern African Development Community's Executive Secretary, Thomas Salamao.
The referendum is part of the GPA and is a key milestone towards the next step, which is the most important step. And I believe that what is happening today is a historic milestone, but at the same time is paving the way for the next step. And we hope that Zimbabweans will perform the same way in order to make history and take full responsibility of their own destiny.
Meanwhile, MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters that the MDC is concerned about several cases of violence and intimidation reported today in areas such as Harare's Mbare high-density suburb, Headlands and Bindura, among others. Mr. Biti, who is also the country's finance minister, said a member of his party in Manicaland province, Samson Magumise, was allegedly abducted by unknown people this morning.
He was picked up at his homestead, rural homestead in Headlands, by a truck with registration number ABG7038 with four armed people, three men and one lady.
Despite this, Biti said the MDCT was impressed by the voter turnout.
The long journey, the very, very long journey of a new constitution for Zimbabweans and by Zimbabweans. We are living it as Zimbabweans. We are making history. We are voting to control our destiny. And for those of us who were too young to vote in 1980, this is the most important thing that has happened in our lifetime.
However, visits by Studio 7 to several polling stations indicated that today's referendum was characterized by a low turnout compared to the 2000 constitutional referendum, which recorded a large turnout. ZANU-PF and the two MDC formations in the unity government urged Zimbabweans to vote yes in today's referendum, while opposition parties and some non-governmental organizations, such as the National Constitutional Assembly, strongly opposed the draft constitution, saying it was not people-driven. In terms of the Electoral Act, results of today's poll should be announced within 5 days of voting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.